Well, anyway, we'll worry about it. We have a visitor in the studio that we're so happy to have. It's so great. I want to introduce, and you've heard him before, Jeff Varga is here. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Great to be here. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'm great. Thanks for coming.
Oh,
I know it's always tough in the morning for you musician types.
Last night was pulling teeth last night, but it was it's always worthwhile.
What did you do last night?
I played a private club, and it was a good time. I mean, it was quiet, but it was a good time, you know. So I'm so lucky to be able to do this, you know. So I cannot complain. It's like any job, you know, where you kind of say, you know, maybe, you know, like to take the night off, you know, but you know, hey, it was a gig, paying some money, you know, so, you know, I like it.
That's cool. It is great. So, is this your day job then?
That's it. Somebody asked me that last night, too. They go, well, what do you do for a living? I said, this. And they said, well, what do you do during the day? I said, well, it's like an actor. As soon as the job is done, you're looking for the next gig.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And you're writing, you're rehearsing, you're recording, you're traveling, you know. Yeah. You know, I knew a wonderfully talented young man from Cleveland area. And hi, Bear. How you doing, buddy? We have another visitor. Well, just hang loose. So, but anyway, he wanted to make it big in the music, and I said, then it's got to be a job. You can't just play your gig.
Yeah.
You've got to rehearse. You've got to write. You've got to move forward.
Yeah, it's everything. I mean, especially like the show coming up, you know, we're doing for the two new records. It's, I'm playing with some other musicians, and, you know, they've been fantastic. I mean, and everyone's pulled their weight and they're learning stuff, and like we had a rehearsal the other night, you know, and trying to schedule everybody in that, you know,
herding cats.
But I tell you, I mean, now with the internet though too, you can, as far as finding gigs and stuff like that and looking into new places and things like that, that's a great vehicle to go with. But I mean, I'm blessed. I'm able to do this, you know. And I'm more busy now than I've been in my whole career.
That's great.
I mean, it's playing everything from little places to private clubs to, you know, concerts to things. So yeah, I'm really, really lucky, you know. So I am not complaining, you know. So
well, speaking of music, let's get right into some music.
Okay.
So you got to...
Well, since you're doing the symphony stuff today and the stuff with, you know, kind of more...
Classical stuff.
Yeah, classical things. I wrote a song for this guitar. I got this guitar.
Tell us about the guitar.
It's a...
By the way, this is radio.
Yeah, I know.
No one can see it.
Everyone say it's the brown one. It's the... it's a 00018 and... 17, I'm sorry.
Wow,
and it's a beautiful little guitar, and Harry Chapin wrote a song called Six String Orchestra years ago.
Oh yeah.
And I stole that line for this song because I was just sitting around playing and I came up with this song, and I love the acoustic guitar. I mean, people ask me sometimes, they go, you play electric? I go, yeah, but not that good, you know? Yeah. I mean, there's something about the acoustic. I just...
Oh, absolutely.
I really dig. So, anyway, I'll just get it. I called it Symphony of Love. This little guitar, it sings to me. Six-string orchestra. This little guitar can only be a symphony of love. Strings that dance under the touch of the fingers worn and rough. The wood that sounds as warm as love. The tunes that vibrate from this stuff. This little guitar, it sings to me like a six-string orchestra. This little guitar can only be a symphony of love. Now like ginger mixed with whiskey rare, it flows within the veins and strings. It touches my tongue, so true and aware. It's where it all begins. And this little guitar, it sings to me like a six-string orchestra. This little guitar can only be a symphony of love. Now the pen that writes the words that tell from a place beyond the veil, it writes the words the instrument plays. It can't relent, it can only regale. This little guitar, it sings to me like a six-string orchestra. This little guitar can only be a symphony of love, a symphony of love, a symphony of love.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I'll do a song for my Blue Hawaii album now for you.
Another comeback.
Yeah.
That's great. And that's on your one. So you must be an overachiever.
I'll give you the story. Okay. We'll start with how I came up with the titles for this. One night, my wife and I are sitting around, and we have that same discussion every night. You know, what do you want for dinner? Yeah, I mean, and this is like at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're like, so one day she said, "Well, why don't we just have leftovers from tomorrow?"
Sweet.
And I went, That's the title for the album, because I had a bunch of songs that I started working on. So
that's like a Ringo-ism.
Yeah, right. 8 days a week. Yeah. Hard Day's Night. Yeah. So leftovers for tomorrow. I wrote it down. We laughed for like an hour, because we're like, what would that be? What would be leftovers from tomorrow? Because it's
good stuff, man.
Yeah. So I started recording. A friend of mine, Jim Johnson, who produced the record and engineered it. He just started his home studio, Foxfire Studios, in his house. And so we started recording. He's just venturing into this. He's a real fastidious, real hard-working guy. And so he said, well, let's record. And that's taken me out of my comfort zone, because the last two CDs I've done them all at home, all by myself. You know,
sure.
I worked with Rich Spina on some of them, you know, and things like that. But what I did is I said, you know what? Jim had this new studio, and he really wanted to, you know, break it in. And and he gave me a great price. So I said, okay. And while we were working on it, I started playing the songs that I had written. I started playing them out at clubs and where I was. Well, I kept doing the song One More Hour at places, and it was getting a great response. It really was. I have never had a song that I have written that I just kind of did off the cuff and didn't tell anyone whose it was. I never got that kind of response. And people I'd finish and they go, "Wow, whose song is that?" And I'd say me, and they were like, "No. Who wrote it? Come on,
you can tell me."
Yeah, and so I was like, so as we started doing the One More Hour album. I had like 20 some songs just kind of in a catalog I was working on. I said, you know, we started, you know, whittling it down to like 10 songs or 9 songs for this record. And what happened was it became a very well produced, very, you know, with drums, you know, extra instruments. We had my, as a matter of fact, the girl that's playing the show with us, her name is Grace McDougall. Who plays? She just graduated from Denison University, and she's got her, you know, degree in violin and viola. I mean, in performance, and she's this young whippersnapper that's really good. I mean, she's an old soul already playing stuff, right?
So I should mention, we are in the studio with Jeff Varga, who's releasing two CDs, two records simultaneously. That's why I call him an overachiever. Well, we should listen to a song off of we're listening to something off of One More Hour, right?
Why don't you play that track 4 there,
the Wino song?
Yeah, the Wino song. Yeah.
All right.
This is another one that's been people have been really digging this song.
All right. So the two CDs are, as Jeff said, Leftovers from Tomorrow, and the other one's called One More Hour. I hope we'll get to hear that in a little bit too.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, but we're gonna play track 4, which is called A Little More Wine. Thank you.
nothing but you. It was cold and rainy. I didn't understand why you weren't here holding my hand. I was thinking, just thinking about you. See it through. I don't know the reason. I don't know the cause. I just know you forgive my flaws. Oh, honey, I'm doing the best that I can. Won't you please reach out now? Give me your
then. Jeff Varga off his One More Hour CD.
Yep.
And we have two here. And a little more wine. It's wine o'clock somewhere.
Right?
It's great.
I use that excuse way too much. I wrote that song actually after reading a book about Guy Clark. When
really?
There was a biography written about him. And he talked about the days in Austin when he and Rodney Krause, Steve Earle, Townes Van Zandt, his wife, they would all sit around a table with like a big jug of wine and critique each other's song ideas and help each other write, you know, real songs and stuff.
And boy, did they.
Yeah, that's why I got very succinct about this record, was to make sure to scrutinize over certain lines, you know, make sure the lines worked. And that's why, like I said, working with Jim at his studio was doing one thing, the other thing was the leftover songs. I went back and did it my place very organically with just like a single microphone, and did a whole thing like that. So that we were just talking off air about recording. That's an animal I just try to, you know, capture it as best I can. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? That's and I'm a fan of live music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's real. Like you say, it's organic. Yeah. Somebody makes a mistake, or you know, big. That's
yeah.
so we have a friend, I don't know if you know Doug McLeod, he's a great blues player, and when he introduces a song, he says, you know, a lot of people say, this goes something like this. He goes, well, you're getting gypped. He says, when he introduces a song, he says, it goes exactly like this. Because he says, I'll never play it that way again.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. I am like that. I play with so many musicians that, you know, that I've played with a lot of musicians who said, well, we didn't do it like that last night. It's like, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. That was Tuesday. This is Wednesday.
Right. You
know, I
mean, so let's talk about your upcoming show, because it's cool. You want to tell us what's happening?
It's really great. I got approached by the Stocker Arts Center out at Lorain County Community College out there in Elyria. They do a show series out there called the Studio Sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked it up, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so they have all different shows, like starting in the fall. Next weekend, Friday and Saturday night, Grace McDougall, that violinist I told you about, Jim Johnson, producer, guitarist, bass player, background singer, and Mike Crishone, piano player, extraordinary.
Mikey, you guys have a big, long history.
I tell you, Mike and I have been together like 15 years now. And I love him just as much as I've always.
He's a sweetheart.
That guy, he can play anything. I'll bring these songs in brand new, and he doesn't have a clue. And by the time that we're down to the last chorus, it's like he's been playing it for, 10 years.
Yeah.
So we have a nice group of people. We're going to do the show 8 o'clock both nights, Friday and Saturday.
So that's Friday, October 12th, and Saturday the 13th.
October 13th, right.
8 o'clock at the Sirigliano Studio Theater. That's
right.
That's a really nice.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful room.
It's
yeah.
Yeah.
So
nice and intimate. We're going to play it real organic, like, too, I think, there. Mike, actually, they've got a grand piano that Mike can use, so, you know, like I said, the violinist Grace McDougall will be there playing, you know, the violin, and it's an acoustic show, but we're doing all the songs from the albums, the One More Hour album and the Leftovers from Tomorrow, and it's, you know, it's just going to be fun. I mean, and like you said, we had a rehearsal a couple of weeks back, and it sounded really nice and sounded really good, and the songs are different from the recordings because it's a different environment, but
right, sure.
It's a great representation of them. So, and what happens on those nights is just going to be our incarnation of them at that moment, you know?
That sounds great. I'm really looking forward to the show. So, Friday, October 12th, Saturday, October 13th, 8 o'clock at the Stocker Arts Center.
Right.
At LCCC.
Right. And you can buy tickets online or up at the door. And the albums will be, the CDs will be available that night as well.
You said that perfectly. You're a pro at this. Because you said you can.
Yes.
See, we're not allowed to tell people to buy. We're not allowed to say, buy Jeff's CDs.
Yeah, okay.
We're not allowed to say that.
Don't say that. Don't
cannot.
Yeah,
okay. Cannot say that. But we can say, you can.
Yes, you are able to.
And
yes.
If you don't, no. You can do something. No.
Yeah.
So, let's cue up a song from one of these.
Let me do.
Why don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to do the. We have. This is an interesting story too. That song One More Hour that I wrote, I got a great response from it at clubs and stuff, so I'm going to do that version for you. And then a little later, if you play, Jim Johnson came up with an alternate version of this song.
Let's do that.
I walked in the studio one day, he goes, I was just fooling around with this, what do you think? And he played it, and I was floored. I went, and post.
That's going to feel great to hear your song.
It is great. You know. So here's the original version. One more hour left in the day. One more hour slowly slips away. One more hour, I love only you. One more hour starts the morning dew. I thought about your love. I thought about your kiss. I thought about your loving.
your warm caress. It never gets old, it never gets tired, it only gets stronger, this burning desire. One more hour left in the day, one more hour slowly slips away. One more hour, I love only you. One more hour starts the morning dew. And I had a dream that I was alone. I had a dream, shook me to the bone. Were not here, if you went away, I would never make another day. One more hour left in the day, one more hour slowly slips away. One more hour, I love only you. One more hour starts the morning dew. One more hour, I love only you.
That's great.
Thank you.
Jeff Varga.
Oops. I got to turn my microphone on. It's for people to hear me. I don't know why they can't hear me without it. So mad at you.
So mad at you.
Jeff Varga, live in the studio. Jeff, thanks so much for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate this. It's fun. Always fun.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you write songs. You write songs. So, are you always writing? Like, is that like... anything can, you know, you can look out the car window, you can have a hangnail, whatever.
Right.
So is that how you write? Or do you have specific ideas that you like to establish and flesh out?
Yes, to it all.
To it all.
It's an inspiration thing. There are times when I go on a bender, as I call it, where, you know, it's like there's always something to write about, you know. I do this class at John Carroll. It's an entrepreneurial class, and they bring in creative artists to kind of get the kids to think out of the box in terms of products or things that they're...
Well, that's great. I love hearing that.
So the professor always has me come in and do some stuff with the kids, and they ask me the same question. They go, what comes first, the words or the music? And it's like, boy, One More Hour came from, I literally was in my living room and it was 11 o'clock at night, and I said, wow, there's just one more hour left in the day.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, so what are those thoughts? Where does that come from? You know, so Symphony of Love was just because I love this guitar, you know, and there you go.
And some of the greatest songs we played Whiter Shade of Pale earlier in the first hour. You know, that's just a song about going out to a club, meeting a girl.
Yep.
The girl dumps you. You know, it's just another night in town, no big deal.
Well, the song is
magnificent.
Yeah, it's like the song I wrote on there too called You Are Enough. Okay. That just comes from a title from a Maya Angelou book. And I thought that's a great line. That people should. I'm always about positive stuff. I always want to be.
You are.
I want to be as positive
you
as
are,
I can.
Jeff.
Because I don't want it to be like, you know. I mean, as much as a folk singer is supposed to do protest songs, you know, I don't have a lot of them in my repertoire.
We say all songs are protest songs.
Yeah, and it yeah, they're all love songs too.
And they're all love songs.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right.
But You Are Enough was, I thought it was just a great line that everyone should, like, grab onto. It's like, you are. It doesn't, I don't care if, what you do for a living, what who you, you and that's why I wrote a song on the Leftovers albums called My Wife Has Always Told Me, she said, you never know who you touch. Because you don't. I played a club one night, and I it's one of those supper club kind of places that I got booked into, and it was like a mistake, because I like people to listen, you know, and these people are like kept turning around looking at me like, oh, you know, yeah. And I thought they really are, when I take a break, they're going to just ream me a new one or something. And the woman came up to me and she said, because I have to tell you, my sister and I stopped in here, we're going to get a glass of wine, a little bite to eat, because it's a very tough day for us, and we just loved all the music you played and everything, and we just wanted to tell you thank you, because we just had to bury our mom today. And I was just like, here at a totally different,
right,
what I interpreted the situation as, all of a sudden they're thanking me for, you know, for playing the songs that I played, and they're relating to it on such a different level because they're going through a tough time. So you never know who you touch. That came from stuff like that. And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, if I look at some of the titles and think of...
well, that's okay.
But inspiration comes from, like you said.
That's a gift that you have. Yeah. That's why I'm asking. It's something,
appreciate it.
A gift that you have that is very rare, you know. People can write and write, whether it's music, lyrics, both, poetry, whatever, mm-hmm. and just, you know, and I'm living proof that you can write poorly. So you write well. So let's do one more song. You want to do...
Do the alternate version.
Yeah. I listened to this yesterday, by the way, after we talked.
And
so I didn't know there... I saw it's an alt version, yeah. But I didn't know. So now I've heard...
Yeah, Jim came up with... I walked in the studio one day, like I said, he had this track down, and he just had done like a verse. And then I said, oh, man, we got to finish it. So,
all right. So this is the Jim Johnson alternate version of One More Hour.
Right?
Am I right? What am I doing here?
Yeah.
Hope I do this right. First day in the job.
One more hour.
The gospel funk version of One
There
More
you
Hour.
Yeah. That is, I'm scootin' boogie kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. That's got that. Yeah. It's got that uplifting sort of church. Chorale group.
That's an interesting take on it. That's the first time I've heard that on it. That's what I love about music. It's so subjective. Yeah.
I could see five women and four men behind in the robes singing that chorus.
Gotcha.
All right, we've been in the studio now for the last half hour or so with Jeff Varga. He's releasing two CDs because one just ain't enough.
No.
Leftovers from Tomorrow and One More Hour. So tell us again where the show is and when.
The show is at the Stalker Art Center at Lorain County Community College out in Elyria on North Abbey Road. You can find out information at their website, Stalker Arts Center, LCCC.
Google Stalker Arts Center.
Or you can go to jeffvarga.com. Which has all the information on there. It's got a link on those dates to where you can purchase tickets.
And we should spell that because it's JeffVarga.
.com. Right. Correct.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot.
Hey, Steve, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Hope to see you at the show.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I'm not sure which night. I'll let you know. Okay.